This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z, doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is an actor slash singer whose brand new album, Go, will be out in stores this July. Please welcome R&B sensation Mario. How are you?
What's going on, man? That's a nice little intro right there. Thanks. That you're an R&B artist slash actor slash writer.
If you want, I can send that to your manager. We can get that on all official Mario stationery and all official Mario CDs. You know, we can make it happen.
Definitely do that, man. How you been?
I'm good. You know, I've heard a lot of new stuff off this brand new album. We talked in the pre-interview about how highly anticipated it is and how excited you are. Put in perspective, you've been in the music game for quite some time. I'm sure this has got to be the ultimate point for you thus far.
Thus far, it definitely is, you know, in terms of being able to understand where I am. You know, there's a difference between being somewhere and understanding where you are. I definitely understand this is a vital point in my career. It's like, this is, to me, is my best album thus far, man. And if my fans, if a lot of my true fans will follow me thus far, is going to see the growth. And I think that a lot of my fans is growing a lot, so they'll be able to relate to a lot of the topics that I'm talking about.
Definitely. Mario, your sophomore album, Turning Point, was released back in December of 2004. Who or what do you think is most responsible for the delay in between the albums?
Who or what for the delay between the albums? Well, I think that is important to, outside of everything else I'm going to tell you about, it's important to allow yourself to grow. You know, when you talk about artists and growing, I think that a lot of times some artists can come out when you start young and come out with an album every year, but to be honest, what have you learned in that time? Like, what can you learn and talk about on an album that you didn't know about in 1 year on the last record? Not that that's a bad thing, but I think that it's important to allow yourself to grow, especially when you're a young artist. And I think that I don't regret not putting the album out sooner because I learned from it. I also had situations, like you know, a lot of legal situations that I had to get over before going into this album that laid my album back 6, maybe 8 months. With that being said, I now have more control. I now was very much more involved in the project, and I'm in a much happier situation, man. And I'm way more comfortable. I don't regret anything. The album will speak for itself in terms of it being better than my last record, and you know, more challenging for me as well as, you know, more gratifying.
Honestly, it's a terrific situation because obviously, as a singer, you do have a voice to your music, but now you especially have a voice to your music. Mario, the official first single already at radio, entitled "How Do I Breathe." Tell me the truth behind the writing for this particular song, because there's got to be a story here.
Well, what happens is that, well, I'll talk about how I met Stargate, who produced the record. Some guys from Norway, we met when I was overseas doing some performances and stuff, and they were talking about, you know, producing. And they were up and coming at the time, and next thing I know, I hear their music all over the radio. I'm like, wow, like, these guys are really versatile. I really, really love their music, and it's classic. I went in, did 2 songs with Neo, with them. Then those songs didn't make the project. Went and did 2 more songs, which I wrote, co-wrote a song called "How Do I Breathe" with another writer named Ty. And the truth behind the record is that, you know, I wanted to do something. I felt like that track already had a story to tell. It needed to be a certain type of track or record over that track. And man, I felt like I had to be so vulnerable. I had to show vulnerability on that track.
Certainly.
And that's what that song is all about. It's about being vulnerable. Knowing you lost something that is essential to your life. It definitely has a lot of, I say it's 75% truth. And the other is just creative, being creative and writing.
Well, what the end result will probably be is have 100% of women loving you.
And well, that's the plan, man. To really have people to relate to the record. I love when women come up to me and tell me that, you know, they can really relate to the record. Or even fellas, man. A lot of guys come up to me and tell me that they can relate to my previous record. You know, that's gratifying, for real. I'm not in this alone.
No, I agree. Mario, have you met a woman thus far in your life that has made breathing a struggle for you while you were in her company?
Literally.
Beyonce.
I've
never had the opportunity to meet her myself, but I would probably have to have that same thing.
But, you know, I have a lot of respect for her, man. And I think that the infatuation part of I've grown out of.
Okay.
Like, I used to be, like, really infatuated with her, like, on some speeches when I was around her. But, and I guess some guys would call me a wussy for that, but I appreciate, you know, her work. And more than anything, I got a lot of respect for her work ethic and how far she's coming and the way she's grown. I'm a huge fan.
You mentioned some guys call you wussies. Have they themselves, though, been in her presence? I doubt it.
I don't know. And who's to say that when they were in her presence, they
didn't
they
have the same thing happen. Exactly.
It is what it is, man. I can stand behind my word all day.
Definitely. Another hot song off this new album entitled Kryptonite.
Woo!
What
Night Riders, baby. That's all I gotta say.
What feminine-driven kryptonite has the strongest detrimental effects on Mario?
Being in my position.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship where I had to be on the road and I had to see my chick I was with for a while. Like, that right there is, it's really hard when you 19, 20 years old, man. It is. You know, when you meet, I'm a very social person, and a lot of times I'll be intrigued by the type of women I meet and the personalities. It's like kryptonite. And that, like, that's what it comes for this song. And I also had a lot to do with writing this record too. So it came from a lot of different personal places. And I just felt like I had to do a record that explains trying to save my relationship, but at the same time dealing with these obstacles being other women.
Definitely.
Superman could not handle kryptonite. Like, kryptonite was the death of him.
Sadly.
You know, so, you know, it's really just a cool metaphor.
See, Mario, I think this is the song that's going to get 100% of the guys' respect, because they're going to say to themselves when they listen, man,
yeah, what? That's
Mario,
the second
that's
single.
What I'm talking about.
That's the second single.
Well, it's a good choice.
Yeah, so.
Mario stepping up his game. That's what I like to see. You mentioned your own production crew. You also have just about everyone who has a top 20 hit right now in rotation. Pull the Don, as you mentioned, Stargate. I read some stuff about Akon, Timbaland, the Neptunes. Which one of the guys or collectives deserves, do you think, more credit for the work that they do after you have had been in the studio with them?
Whew. I think that's the best question that someone's asked me.
Appreciate that.
I'd say Polo the... I gotta say more than one. Polo the Don, Akon.
You're totally changing my question. I'm gonna make you pick one.
Akon.
Okay, so when you and Akon got together, what was it about what he is able to do to complement what you are able to do to make what you made?
What it was that, first of all, if you listen to the record that me and Akon did together, it's called Do Right. It's an introspective record. Akon masters in doing real songs about real issues and writing them in a way that it's so relatable to all types of people in all cultures. And what we did was we talked about my personal issues, and with his expertise, you know, use that to help bring that record across in a way that it felt real, and it is real, but in a way that people could relate to it, man. And it's called Do Right, man. And I definitely think he's God gifted, man. Like, working with him, man, dude, just his insight. You know what I mean, he has a lot of insight, and he's a real dude. Like, he's real. Like, he's just, you know, some people that you just can't take the realness from, no matter how much success they have. And Akon's one of those people. Definitely have to send a big shout out to Polo too, because I think he is, and Pharrell. Those three, like,
you know, I knew somehow you're gonna get those two back into your original answer there at the end. It's okay, I'm gonna let that go.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know, the bulk and the nucleus of the answer was given.
I understand completely.
Gotcha.
Mario, I've read a lot of press clippings stating that you struggled whether or not to release this album under your full name, Mario Barrett, or just Mario. What
right.
made you even consider the change?
Mario Barrett, you know, when I got into acting, they usually ask you to use your full name. Mm-hmm. Or they ask you, what name do you want to use? And I was, you know, of course, I want to see my full name up on the screen.
Exactly.
When the credits roll across. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to do that for you know, for the acting, but it came across in a meeting, a staff meeting with Jay Record, my record label. Yo, you know, you should use your full name for the album. I think it's more personal. What I was thinking was that it would make the album more personal. I just felt like I had time for that, and I, you know, decided not to do it.
Well, I was just able to see Mario Barrett in Freedom Writers. I rented it on DVD. Are you sure you just began your acting career? Because that was a hell of a role you played.
Oh, man, stop, man. Stop. I mean, I personally feel like there's certain things I would love to shoot over, but thank you. I really appreciate it. Now, this is my second time acting, and of course, yeah, I'm just beginning my film career. I plan on doing a lot more, but I think those are the type of things that also help to show growth, man, personally, because I had to pull from personal experiences to do that film.
You played it with a realness and a sincerity, and not a lot of actors even established in Hollywood could do the same thing.
Wow, thank you.
No, you're very welcome. Mario, go ahead. Give a website, a MySpace address, so that all of your fans, my listeners, can find out more about your new album, Go, out in
right.
stores July 31st.
Well, you said it for me. Go will be out in stores July 31st. I'm really excited about the project. I want to thank all my fans who supported me thus far. Yo, you know, How Do I Breathe is the first single. MySpace.com/MarioJRecords is my official MySpace page. There's a lot of other sites y'all can catch me on. I just don't have them next to me right now.
It's all good.
But that's my official MySpace. If you want to check me out or give me a call, I have a phone number that it's called my Say Now number, and it's I check it every week. I leave messages like 2 times a week, and I check my messages. I'm able to listen to them. Maybe I can hear your message. It's 818-836-8041. 818-836-8041. Holla at your boy.
Like a true businessman, he knows to repeat the phone number twice. Mario, I appreciate your time, my man, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck on this project and your burgeoning acting career.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.